Okay, Bob, on that same radio program, November 22nd, you brought up Finch and Gravity's Rainbow being a description of Nazi Germany as brought about by his working with a German employee of Boeing?
Yes. I am told me that Pynchon, he was a he got out of Cornell University. He was a good design. He wrote prose for the design manuals or something in Boeing or Lockheed in up in Seattle area. So
right.
Now there were a lot of advanced project paperclip scientists in the aerospace industries. So one of those kind of guys noticed this young talented writer and gave him his manuscript or told him stuff or dictated, I'm not sure what medium he used. He gave him the secret history of Germany in reference to how much they used mediums, in particular a medium named Rachel. Hitler used, his gang used about 10 of them, 10 or 11 of them. And you see smatterings of that in Gravity's Rainbow. And he also told him other stuff. So Pynchon took the raw material and made the novel Gravity's Rainbow. Probably the guy's manuscript, it wasn't as well written as the young Pynchon could make it. So the book came out in 1973, and Ian said the Nazi guy that gave Pynchon the information was murdered that year. Because the people who read the Pynchon novel recognized that he had gotten it from someone way back, and they figured out who it was, and they killed the guy.
It's really fascinating to me. I think I might have said in the course of my theater history, I played Heisenberg, who was Hitler's nuclear physicist.
Right.
And this sort of hoiks up to me. Heisenberg was able to get away with duping Hitler and Albert Speer and the money men behind Hitler. Because I now, you know, when you fill in the blanks with, say, the Nazi hierarchy being distracted by mediums and not paying attention, not in,
James, they weren't distracted. The Nazis got way ahead of everybody using pretty good mediums. That's how they developed their advanced technology, which they did develop and is now in the Pentagon. Or was brought over to the Pentagon. Just the way we got RNA drops and all that from Ion, the Nazis were getting, they got some really good mediums, especially Rachel, and they learned a lot. That's the thing. They got powerful in the 30s, starting in the 20s, with what we're doing with Ion. That's the message.
In Gravity's Rainbow.
Yes. Gravity's Rainbow, he blurs it, but that's the message we use.
I guess the point I was trying to make was the Germans didn't seem intent on winning the war because they would have demanded that they got the bomb, but Heisenberg was able to deflect them away from making the bomb.
Well, how do you know? The bomb was dropped. Now, listen to this. The bomb was dropped, and that probably wasn't necessary. The Nazis that had come over to the Pentagon in that exchange in early 45 hijacked the bomb process, hijacked Truman, and dropped it, like good Nazis. So they may not have... The idea they didn't get the bomb is bullshit. The people, the German people, which were always expendable, like any mass crowd is expendable, the elite scientists, Wernher von Braun and Galen and Fritz Kramer, they won the war. And they took over the next apparatus, the United States and the Pentagon. That's made Brussels' later message. That's what the Gravity's Rainbow is about. And other novels that Pynchon wrote. They won. A few people won. That to be Germans. And the intelligence levels. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I understand that. I guess what I'm saying is the as you say, the 99% or the poor schlubs back in the homeland lost.
Yeah. Yeah, because They're out there getting shot and killing and shooting. And the managers, the Tetrad managers, and Tetrad management starts before World War II, the elites, you know, they talk about the globalists and the Bilderbergers. That happened back in the 19th century. And it got refined when the Nazis were able to hijack that process. You've heard me, I'm not going to go into detail, but you heard me say, first it was the Catholic Church before the printing press. Then the printing press created the Royal Society of Science in Britain. And the counter to that was the Jesuits. So the printing press caused the first two intelligence agencies to be in conflict. The Anglicans, and this is what I talked to the priest today about, the Anglicans versus the Jesuits. Then comes the newspaper Republican, the Telegraph. The next gang is the socialists around Marx and that gang. That comes locked into Russia as the Bolsheviks. Then radio, a new medium comes in, and that enables a new guy, a bunch of guys, to hijack that process and get a lot of wealth and get an intelligence global network going. That's the Nazis. Then the fifth phase is television comes in, and the kibbutzim lifestyle, the communalist lifestyle of Israel, had charisma as an image resonating with the TV effect of the 50s, so the Mossad gets some power. And then you get into the 60s, 70s, where the Mossad is fighting the Freemasons of Britain, the Nazis of the radio phase, the Bolsheviks of the telegraph phase, and the Jesuits of the manuscript phase. That's what we witnessed through most of the 20th century. And then the Android memes started to simulate it and obsolesce all these intelligence agencies, and then they sort of had to start to work together to maintain grant grubbing and budget control. But why am I telling you that?
Trying to explain to me how the Nazis won the war, yeah.
Yeah, how the Nazis, they came in on the radio effect. They because radio built up the tribal energies, and the British and the Americans were literate, and they retreated from the tribal energies. It took them a while to get into even the New Deal idea. But the Germans, Hitler starts to take over in 23, you know, the failed Munich coup.
Yeah.
The German as a tribal people, less industrialized in the way Americans and British were, they respond to the tribal mandate of the radio like the Japanese did and felt immediately superior to the literate British and Americans. And so they rode on that success. It's like Zappa grabbing the electric guitar and saying, hell with being a composer in with symphonies, I'm just going into pop culture and create my own empire using the latest technology. He did that.
And he almost became the Czechoslovakian ambassador to America as a result. Yeah.
So now you'll see that Pynchon does use McLuhan. Each one of his novels is about the historical medium in a particular phase.